I am so grateful to have chance to discuss about to talk about Sandokai. This is one of the most important teaching and for us. And meaning is so deep, and the expression is so smooth that it is, you know, pretty difficult. to have some feeling, you know, when you read it. Sekito Musai Daishi. Its posthumous name is Musai Daishi. And he is grandson of the sixth patriarch, and son of Seigen, the seventh patriarch. As you know, and under the sixth patriarch, there were many disciples, but the most important disciples are Nangaku and Seigen and Nangaku. And later, under Seigen, Tozan appeared. And under Nangaku, Rinzai appeared. And Rinzai and Soto is the most powerful schools under the sixth patriarch. The sectors, you know, way, or Seigen's way, it's a more gentle. In comparison to Nangaku's way. And Sekito's way may be, you know, elder brother's way, you know, who is mostly gentle. Nangaku's way is you know, or maybe like a second boy or third boy's way, who is rather naughty. You know, in Japan, mostly, if someone is very gentle, you may be the first son. And sometimes the first boy is not so able. We say, Soryo no Jinroku. Soryo no Jinroku. Soryo, the first one. First boy is mostly very gentle. And we, you know, understand in that way when we talk about Soto and Rinzai. Tatsunami Roshi put the emphasis on 綿密の家宝, that is more sort of way. Menmitsu is very careful and very, very considerate and very anyway, very careful in doing things. That is more second way. Anyway, Sekto, who wrote this poem, it's the grandson of the sixth patriarch. His way, in one word, to find everything in his mind. So in other words, to have the great mind which includes everything is his way of practice. So if you read this Sandokai, you will understand this point clearly. Usually, you know, our understanding is, even though we say to observe things as it is, you know. Actually, we are not observing things as it is, because when we think, you know, here is my friend, you know, there is a mountain, there is a moon, you know, when we say so, the friend or mountain or the moon is not, you know, the moon itself, or the mountain itself, or your friend himself, it is, you know. Friend, you know, think, your friend. The friend you think, you know, the mountain. The moon you think, the moon. It is not actually the moon itself, or friend himself, or mountain itself. You think, you know, here is I, and there is mountain. You know, in this case, when you observe things in that way, that is, dualistic way of observing things. Here is a, there is a mountain. You know, I must climb up that mountain when I go to San Francisco. San Francisco is there, and I am here. So, after climbing up that mountain, I have to go to San Francisco, which is, you know, which is Bay Area. That is how we understand things. That is not actually Buddhist way of observing things. we find, you know, the mountain or San Francisco or the moon within ourselves, right here. That is, you know, our understanding. That is the mind, so-called big mind. Within the big mind, everything exists. To see things is not like, you know, find out things which is on the in the self, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4. That is, you know, most people understand things in that way. But in that case, you know, I am here, my mind is here, and there are many things on the self, and 1, 2, 3, 4. The Sandokai, you know, Sandokai, San is things, you know, San is three. San, Do, Kai. San is three, Do is sameness. Do means same, you know. To identify something with something else is Do. And San is three. Do is actually a oneness, or one whole being, which means great mind. The San is many beings. San. Kai means, you know, actually we think there's one big whole being which includes everything. And there's many things which we find in one whole big being, great being. So, San, Do. We, even though we say many things, or actually, it is many parts of one big, one whole big being, including all of us. So, if you say many, that is many. If you say one, that is one. Many or one is, you know, the way of, different way of describing one whole being. To have complete understanding of this relationship between one big whole being and many things which exist in one big whole being, it's Kai, you know. So, Kai means to shake hands. Hi. How are you? When you shake hands, you know, you feel, you know, really, you know, when you feel, you have real feeling of friendship, you know. So, many things, and one whole being, which include many things, is a good friend, you know, well, more than friend, because it is originally one. If you say many, that is many. If you say one, that is one. So, two names of same thing. So, should be very good friend. You know. It is originally more than good friend. So we say, Kai. Hi, how are you? That is Kai. This is the name of the, this sutra, Sandokai. Originally, this title is the title of a Taoist book, you know. But in the same title, you know, he described Buddha's teaching in the same, almost same way, and under the same title. That is tried. And what is the difference between Taoism and, you know, Buddhism is? And do you know, someone knows what is the difference? Very, very similar, you know. If you read it, you know, as a book, it is maybe same. But where we read is different, you know. When Buddhists read it, that is Buddhist book. When Taoists, you know, read it, that is Taoism. Is it that, you know? It is actually same, you know, vegetable. Same vegetable. But if Buddhists eat it, you know, that is, you know, Buddhist food. And if, you know, ordinary people, vegetarian people eat it, that is vegetarian food. For us, it is just food. There is that kind of difference. Now we, you know, for the way we eat food, you know, it's not just because the vegetable, a kind of vegetable, has some particular nourishment, you know, in our yang or acid or alkali. We, you know, to eat food is part of our practice. That is the difference. We, you know, for sake of practice, we eat food, not just to take nourishment, to help our way, to practice Buddha's way, we eat food, not just to support ourselves as a, you know, human being or as a kind of animal, like, you know, like this. That is, you know, to eat food, or to understand food or things as something which exists, with or without, not much, you know, a relationship, or not much contact with our practice, is Taoist way. And Buddhist way is to practice our way we eat food. So, it includes always our mind, our practice, not small mind, big mind, which includes things. And if we think this is just vegetable, you know, that is not our way. We must treat things as a part of ourselves, which exists in our practice or in our big mind. Now, do you understand this point? Why we, you know, it, in another word, small mind means mind which is under limitation of desires or some particular emotional, you know, understanding or discrimination of good or bad. You know, this is good and this is bad. So actually, even though you think you are observing things as it is, but actually you are not. Why? Because of our discrimination, because of our desire, we are not observing things as it is. So Buddhist way is trying very hard to eliminate, you know, this kind of emotional discrimination or prejudice of good or bad, to see things as it is. After doing so, it is possible to see things as it is. So, you know, when we say "think as it is," means to practice hard to get rid of our, desires, not to get rid of, or to count our desires. To calculate, if there is a computer, you must put, you know, the data as one of the data will be our desire. You know, this much desire, and this much nourishment, and this kind of car, and how. Heavy is it? You know. So we should count our desires in it. Then you will see the thing as it is. So usually we don't count our desires, you know, without reflecting on our selfish judgment. We say he is good, bad. Someone who is bad, you know, to me, is not always bad. You know. To someone else, he may be a good person. You know. In this way, we see things as it is. So when we understand the mind transmitted from Buddha to us, we can see things as it is. This is Buddha mind. Shikudo Daisen no Shin. You know, Shikudo is India. You know, Shikudo Daisen great sage. No Shin. Shin is mind, big mind, which includes everything. Shikudo Daisen no Shin. Shin of the great sage, Daisen, of in India, Shikudo. So, Shikudo is in India. Daisen is great sage. No is of, and Shin is mind. Mind of, you know, great sage in India. It goes opposite way. Shikudo Daisen no Shin. No. In India, great sage. Of mind. Mind of great sage in India. That is the Buddha's mind, which includes everything. In other words, the mind we have when we practice Zazen is the great mind, in which we don't try to see anything, you know. We stop thinking, we stop emotional activity, you know, we just sit. Whatever happened to us, we just sit. If something happened, you know, we are not bothered by it. It, you know, it is like something happened in a great sky. Sky doesn't care. Whatever happened to the sky, what kind of bird fly, the sky doesn't care. The great sky doesn't care. Even the atomic bomb, it doesn't care. That is the mind transmitted from Buddha to us. When we sit, you know, maybe many things will happen. You may hear the sound from the stream. You may think of something, but your mind does not care. Your mind is, your great mind is there, just sitting. Even though you don't see things, or you don't hear, you don't think you are hearing anything, you don't think you are thinking something, maybe, you know, something is going on in the big mind. And that is a way, you know, how we observe things. We don't say good or bad, you know, we just see. And we say, oh, good point. You know. And we enjoy, you know, things. And that is a way, you know, how we observe things. We don't say good or bad, you know, we just see. And we say, oh, good point. You know. And we enjoy, you know, things. But we have no special, you know, attachment to it. At that time, we have full appreciation of it. But that's all. One after another, things will happen to us in that way, with full appreciation. That is the mind which is transmitted from Buddha. That is, you know, at the same time how we practice Dzogchen. So if you do not practice Dzogchen, you know, even though you enjoy some event or something, later it will cause some trouble to you. You know? Do you understand this point? I think you have various experience of this kind. You know, because you think, you know, this is it. It should be like this. If someone makes some opposition to you, you will be angry. No, it should be like this. Zen center should be like this. No. Maybe so, but it is not always so. If time changes, you know, if, you know, we Zen center students lose Tassahara and move to some other mountain, the way we have here cannot be the way. We will have some other place. So, you know, we shouldn't stick to some particular way. And we should be always open our mind, you know, to observe things as it is, and to accept things as it is, without this preparation. If you say, you know, this is mountain, this is the earth, this is the moon will not be the moon itself. That is, you know, difference between so-called naturalism and Buddhist way. So, Buddha's teaching is the teaching of, or study of, human nature, you know. How we should study, how foolish we are, you know, what kind of desire we have, what kind of discrepancy we have, what kind of tendency we have. So, my motto is, you know, I don't know how to explain it. My motto is, I'm always, you know, careful. I always remember in your word, you know, to be liable to, you know, liable to. We are liable to be like this. We are liable to say in this way. When you know, we should be, you know, we should remember this word, liable to, or tendency. You know, this is tendency. You may say the tendency is also the thing itself. But if you say so, it means that you ignore yourself. Just before I, when I was preparing for this lecture, someone came and asked me about self-respect. What is self-respect? What is self-respect? How we obtain the self-respect. Self-respect is not something which you can, you know, feel you have. Do you understand? When you feel I have self-respect, that is not self-respect anymore. When you are just like this, you know, without thinking anything, without trying to say something special, just to talk what, you know, I have in our mind and how I feel, you know, then there is naturally self-respect. So when we are, you know, closely related to you all and to everything, then, you know, I am a part of one big whole being. When I feel something, you know, I am not exactly, you know, maybe almost a part of it, but not quite. When I don't feel anything, and when I do something without any feeling of doing something, then that is you yourself. When you are completely with everyone, you don't feel you are who you are. That is self-respect. So when you feel you are someone, you know, you have to practice hard. You have to practice zazen harder. Actually, it is, as you know, it is very difficult, you know, to sit without thinking, without feeling. When you don't think, you fail. You sleep, you know. Without sleeping, to be you yourself, without thinking, that is our practice. When you are able to do that, you will be able to say things without thinking too much, without having any purpose. Just to express yourself. You speak, you do something, that is, you know, self-respect. That is complete self-respect. So how you obtain this kind of self-respect is maybe to practice that. Too strict with yourself. Especially to be strict with your tendency. Everyone has their own way, which is peculiar to himself, and which is not universal to everyone. So we must know that. But if you try to get rid of it, it is just try to not to think in your practice. Try to not to hear the sound of the stream. That is impossible. It is not possible. So let your ear hear it. Let your mind think about something, but without trying to think, without trying to hear, or without trying to stop it. That is practice. So more and more you will have this kind of habit or strength or whatever you say, or power of practice. If you practice hard, you will be like, you will be like a boy or a girl or children, you know. When we are talking about self-respect, you know, bird, some bird was singing outside. That is self-respect. It doesn't mean anything. Maybe, you know, it is, he was just, you know, singing. Or even without trying to think, it caused some, you know, in various ways. If you hear it, you we couldn't stop laughing, smiling. It has. We cannot say it is just a bad. It controls whole world, whole mountain. That is, you know, self-respect. So that we can have this kind of everyday life, this kind of practice, we, you know, study hard. That when we come to this point, there is no need to say one whole big being or big being. There's no need to say bird or one big whole being or many things which is included in one big whole being. It may be just a bird. It may be just a mountain. And okay, you know. If you understand really this point, there will be no need to recite Sandokai. Chukudo Daishen no Shinto. What will it? This is Chinese. Oh, is this Chinese or Japanese? There no need. It is not matter of Chinese or Japanese. It is just a bird. But, you know, this is just my talk. It doesn't mean much. But we say Zen is not something to talk about. It is something which you experience in its true sense. And which will be very difficult. Anyway, this world is difficult, so don't worry. Anyway, this world is not so easy. Wherever you go, you will have problems you should confront with. So, maybe it is much better to have this kind of problem rather than, you know, mixed up various kinds of problems. Excuse me. What time is it?
It's 9:25.
Oh, just right time, is it?
9:25.
Too late? Okay. Too early.
Not the next teacher.
What will be the next part? Hi.
Can somebody take questions?
Huh? Please. Oh,
okay. You did not say. I didn't hear you say what Sando Kai means.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
You said what each word means.
San is three. No.
No, no. You said what each word means.
Mm-hmm.
But together, what does Sando Kai mean?
Sando Kai means, you know, it's difficult, you know, to say in one word. You know, to express, you know, one big mind, you know, he picked up these three words, San, Do, Kai. And the teaching is what is many, what is one, and what is oneness of one and many. That is Kai. You know. So that is the title is it is the title of Buddhist big mind or transmitted mind. There's no other way to say. Okay. Hi.
The other day, when I was doing the Mapugyo,
mm-hmm.
there was this small spider that crawled across the top of the Mapugyo,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing I could do. I went off a little bit off to the side, you know, but he went right into it. He was too powerful for him to escape, you know. And the next...
You didn't kill it.
Something did.
By mistake. It happened in that way.
Yeah. I couldn't stop.
But you hit some other place.
Still in the tape, but yeah. Still but into it.
Yeah, yeah, it can't be helped.
No.
Mm. Buddha.
Yeah.
Buddha killed him.
Yeah.
And it may be very happy. Makuya. Yeah, you know, to live in this world is not so easy. not at all easy, you know. When you see children playing, you know, by the stream or, you know, on the bridge, you will be really scared. You know. And I think, I always thought, oh, how can I survive, you know, in this way? How could I survive without, you know, making any accident? On the freeway, many cars is going, yeah, yeah, yeah. If something happens, that's all. You know, it is very, it is, if you think, you know, about it, you stop and see and think, you know. You will be terrified. You know, in Kashmir, or no, not Kashmir. Do you know someone who is 165 years old, who has more than 200, you know, boys and girls, son and grandson and great-grandson? He may think, you know, sometimes, you know. He may, if he thinks about each one of them, he may be scared of it. he may lose, you know, either one of them in this busy life. So if you know, think about a practice, it can be a very strict practice. It can be. You should be ready to kill something, even if you are Buddhist, whether it is good or bad. You should do that sometimes. It is inevitable, you know, to survive without killing anything. So, you know, what kind of we cannot survive by some feeling, you know. We must have deeper. We must be involved in deeper practice than emotional practice. That is the strict side of our practice. And if it is absolutely necessary, you know, you should stop hitting mokuya. Even though, you know, all of us get into confusion. Yeah, sometimes. Not so easy. はい。Sick practice. Things is, you know, going in very strict way. There's no exception. You, if you read this, you know, you will be referred to this point. Where there's something, there's some rule behind it, or truth behind it, which is always, which is going strictly, you know, controlling things without any exception. We think we care for freedom, you know, but the other side of the freedom is strict rule. Within the strict rule, there is complete freedom. The freedom and, you know, strict rule is not two separate things. It does not mean to put someone in strict rule. Originally, we are supported by strict rules or truths. That is the other side of the absolute freedom.
Could you give more examples? Whatever you want.
When you get up, you should get up. When you sleep, when everyone sleeps, you sleep. That is the example.
If sometimes you think there's some special situations in Tassara, how do we know if we should, at that time, follow the strict way, or if we should perhaps make an exception.
That is, you know, that is why we divide our responsibility, you know. With your responsibility, you know, you should decide. No, almost all. Almost all the time, we have no time to discuss things with someone else. If you discuss something with someone else, you will be too late. So you have to take your responsibility by name of life. That is inevitable. If you make mistake, that is your mistake. So if you decide things in that way, you know, the things will go more smoothly, without being involved in the idea of good or bad, you know.
My responsibility is such that it's very easy for me to follow strict way, because that's part of my responsibility. Other people have somewhat different situations, and sometimes because my responsibility is to follow strictly, we have some discussion. And I sometimes think, well, maybe they should do different than me. Is that right?
Yeah. Sometimes you should shut your eyes. Yeah, sometimes you should shut your eyes. You are unfortunate to see something. You know. If you see it, you should say something. So maybe better to practice your way. Yeah. With that, looking around. And that is the best way, you know, actually. If you look around, you know, if you see this side of the people, the other side of the people will sleep. You know. If you watch this side, the other side will sleep. Boy, it's better not to see anything. They don't know what he's doing, you know. He may not be sleeping. So all of us will, you know, stay awake. That is the advantage of Zazen practice. You know, if you see something, you know, that's all. The rest of the things will be ignored. If you don't see anything, you cannot ignore anything. So that is the big mind, which includes everything. If someone moves, you know, you will notice it. Even though you don't see it, you don't try to see it. If some sound comes, you will catch it. But if you stick to someone, you know, the rest of people will be very happy. If you don't catch anyone, you know, no one can move. Okay.